Fidel urges Che to abandon the mission and bring his fighters home.
Their retreat from the Congo was ignominious. That's how he himself described it. They just barely escaped with their lives.
Admitting defeat, Che holds up at the embassy in Tanzania and then moves to a safe house in Prague.
Fidel sent couriers to him, urging him to reconsider and return. Che refused. He refused to go back to Cuba after having given his word that he would go off and, if necessary, die to lead other revolutions elsewhere. After some time, Fidel told Che that he had brokered a deal with the head of the Bolivian Communist Party for him to go to Bolivia.
He jumps at the chance. In Bolivia, Che's plan is to train a guerrilla force to start a liberation war that would spread all across the hemisphere.
What he hoped to do was to spark off enough guerrilla insurgencies around the world that would attract American firepower, distract it from Vietnam, and ultimately sap it of its strength, and to overturn the world order once and for all. He was trying to start World War III.
A war that will wipe out capitalism and install communism in its place.
If he was successful, he'd be able to change the world. I don't think Che ever really contemplated failure.
After the failed mission in the Congo and his farewell letter to Fidel Castro read publicly, Che Guevara refuses to return to Cuba without a success. His plans to expand the revolution bring him to Bolivia. November 1966. Che arrives in La Paz in a convincing disguise.
Che had all of his hair plucked out one by one, and an identity was created for him as a traveling salesman, a man in his mid-50s.
He makes his way to a base in Nanquazu, where he meets Loyola Guzman and other members of the Bolivian Communist Party.
The encounter with him was a surprise because of rumors that he was held prisoner in Cuba, that Fidel was going to kill him, that he was leading guerrillas in other countries.
Che explains the mission to the group.
He explained the objective, which was an armed struggle in many Latin American countries, to make one, two, many Vietnams.
But soon, Che changes the plans. Instead of using Bolivia as a base to start revolutions in other countries, Bolivia will be used as the starting point for the revolution, which he himself will lead.
The party secretary general at that time, Mr. Monge, went into the camp and spoke with Che Guevara. And he told him that the only chance they could have was if the Bolivian Communist Party, Moscow Line, would take the lead of this movement.
Che refuses to give up his position of leadership.
The party has taken up arms against us, and I do not know where this will lead, but it will not stop us.
But the loss of support from Monge's group leaves Che with only 24 soldiers. They include some of his old Cuban comrades. By the time they arrive in Bolivia, Che's disguise is well grown out.
When we arrived, there was none of what Fidel had promised was there. There was no food, ammo, medicine, or anything.
To make matters even worse, the peasant support the movement had so relied on in Cuba is nowhere to be found in Bolivia.
We had a land reform in 1952, so every peasant was the owner of his own piece of land. We had a democratic government, and we had free press.
The Chaco region of Bolivia, where Che has chosen to begin his campaign, is also unwelcoming.
There was no vegetation, no animals. There were no farmers.
Yet Che continues with his plans. If he could succeed in Cuba, he could do the same in Bolivia.